Of course, the biggest iwoy for a parent's neshama is to fight over the Kaddish that you are reciting with other people. Apparently, that seems to be the minhag. So two of the most loaded issues of Kaddish we're going to try to discuss in our few minutes today. First, we'll start off with Yiskadal v'Yiskadash versus Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. Which is the correct one? So Mishnah Berurah writes, it's very clear that we add the words Yiskadal v'Yiskadash, Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. We'll see what the Nusach is in a second. But why do we actually say these words? It's based on the Pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel by the Battle of Gog u'Magog, which is the time of Mashiach. And the Pasuk says, V'Yiskadilti v'Yiskadishti, with a chirik under the Dalet, that in the time of Gog u'Magog, God's name will be great and holy, etc. Mishnah Berurah, citing the Prima Gadim, says, so what's the proper Nusach? He says you should say Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh, right here, with a tzeirev. Yomer adalet adales b'Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh b'tzeirev. Why? Ki hu ivri v'lo targum. Because that's the proper Hebrew grammar versus the Aramaic grammar. Aruch HaShulchan agrees as well that you say with the tzeirev Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. What's the source of this? So it's based on the Prima Gadim, who cites Reb Shlomo Zalman Henna. Who is Reb Shlomo Zalman Henna? He lived in 1687 to 1746, at least according to Wikipedia. But he was he was born in the town of Henna, near Frankfurt. And from a very young age, he was known for his diktuk. He wrote a sefer at age 21 called Binyan Shlomo, which is all about diktuk. And he was attacked by a lot of the great gedolim in that era, because he's really like changing the siddur, because he went through the siddur and wrote all these emendations about the or grammar edits based on the proper grammar that he felt should be. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden fought with him a lot. So Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman was a rav in Washington Heights, who I actually went to yeshiva with. He writes in an article in Beis Yitzchak, which is why I use Torah Journal. He writes that Rav Henna's other edits that he made were not accepted. Because if you look at all the other, many of his other ones, about this point, if you look at what else we say Tisparach Tzureinu in Yotzer Ar. We don't say Tisparech Tzureinu, which is what Rev Henna changed as well. We also say on Shabbos, Shimcha Hashem Alkeinu Yiskadash, Zichrucha Malkeinu Yispa'ar. We don't say with the Tzerei. So if you really buy into Rev Henna's changes, you should have changed everything. For some reason, Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh is the only one that remained. The Yavitz specifically said, no, the proper pronunciation al pi Kabbalah and other things is with a Pasach, and it's Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. So how do you paskin? So if you look at all the famous Siddurim and Poskim over the last 200-300 years, there's a huge fight. Reb Shabsi Sofer's Siddur, which was a famous Siddur, which everyone used about 300 or so years ago, has it with a Pasach, Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. Rav Hoffman writes in this article, that was the minhag of all the Siddurim. If you look at art scroll, the Ashkenaz one says for sure, Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. I don't know what the Nusach Svard.
I think check
what Svard says. But Ashkenaz says Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. However, the Vilna Gaon, what does he say?
Pasach.
So Nusach Ashkenaz and Svard. I don't know. If you look at this, it says Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Svard of the art scroll Yitzchak Yar, and that one says with the Pasach. Now, the Vilna Gaon and many other Siddurim say it with a Tzere. The Lakute Mariach says it doesn't make a difference what you do. Either one is fine. They asked Rabbi Yashuv, a guy has the minhag to say Yiskadal v'Yiskadash, should he change to Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh? So he says, you can't take him to a Din Torah if he doesn't change, but he should change, because Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh is more correct, according to Rabbi Yashuv. So the upshot of the A versus the A, it seems to be, if you're really more of a Litvak and you follow the Vilna Gaon and many other things, the correct Nusach perhaps should be Yiskadel, like the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says, Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. However, all the Siddurim, at least up until Rav Henna for sure, said with a Pasach, and therefore many Siddurim now keep it with a Pasach. Next issue. V'yatzmach b'kunei v'kurei m'shichei, one of the most loaded four words in Judaism. Definitely up there, the most loaded words. So, if you look at the Siddurim of the Rishonim, there is a split. The Nitei Gavriel cites the Siddur Rambam, the Roshna Rambam, the Rashi, Siddur Rashi, the Arizal. They all include the terms V'yatzmach, Pukenei, V'kerei, M'shichei. But if you look at the Siddur of Reb Sadia Gaon, which is the time of the Gaonim, before the Rambam, it did not have V'yatzmach, Pukenei, V'kerei, M'shichei. And some other Siddurim also as well do not have this Nusach. So, Aruch HaShulchan says very simple. Svaradim say it, Ashkenazim don't say it. So why not? What does V'yatzmach Perkunei V'karei M'shichei mean? It means that we want Hashem's, it's like a bakash, it's a request that Hashem's melucha, his malchus, should be great and be exalted and redemption should come, etc. V'yatzmach Perkunei, the redemption should sprout, V'karei M'shichei, and the Mashiach should come soon. It's a bakasha. The beginning of Kaddish is not really asking Hashem for anything. If anything, it's praising Hashem. So it's a little bit out of place. But Aruch HaShulchan says there's another reason why you don't say it. Because it's already said. We say, Yiskadeh v'yiskadeh shmer abab, v'amad v'rach rusei, v'yamlich malchusei. God's kingdom should be coronated, whatever. That includes, what does that mean? V'yatzmach v'karei v'karei m'shichai. So you don't have, it's redundant to say, v'karei 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 m'shichai, v'yatzmach v'karei v'karei m'shichai is already redundant with the words v'yamlich malchusei. You already said that. Fine. So he says not to do it. Brisk Rav also points out it's inappropriate, even if you're in a shul when they say v'yatzmach v'karei, to say amen afterwards. Why? Because the whole source of saying v'yatzmach v'karei v'karei m'shichai is this Rambam and others. The Rambam himself, when he lists the amens that you should say in Kaddish, doesn't list an amen out of Yatzmach Perkunei V'Kurim Mishichei. So he says, you're a hypocrite. Either you're following the Rambam, you know, then and say Yatzmach Perkunei V'Kurim Mishichei. So follow the Rambam the whole way through. There's no amen after it. Clearly the minhag is not that way. Fine.
So I would say amen.
So Sfardim say amen. Yeah, we mean in Nusach Sfar, we say amen after, right?
No, the Sfardim, B'nai Sfar.
Oh, they say amen with it, but even Nusach Sfar says amen after, right? So I got to tell you the most wild story. The most wild story, we'll end with this wild story, and then I'll tell you one point, is Rav Shimon Yaroslaver, who was a chassid, who started the Yaroslaver Chassidim. He died in 1849. I saw him some a Sefer Niflos HaRebbe, which has stories about the Chozo Lublin. He writes like this, Rav Shimon Yaroslaver's father was all Litvaks. They were hardcore Litvaks. They were misnagdim. They were anti-Chassidus. And so it says, when Rabbi Yisrael, his father, heard that his son Rabbi Shimon Iskariv a Chassidim, when he himself was his own negative Talmid Baal Shem Tov, he sued his son, Mitam Kibudov. He says, your son is violating Kibudov, took him to Din Torah, and the father lost. V'zacha b'no b'din, the son won. V'kodem p'tiraso, before the father died, shalach b'no, he sent his son Rabbi Shimon b'gzeira, shem yagad b'kadosh v'yatzmach perkunei. If you say v'yatzmach perkunei after I'm dead, the father tells the son, the father witvak, or misnagi, tells the son, the chassid, then kinusach chassidim, if you say like the chassidim, mutav shlo yagad akrav kadosh klal, don't say kadosh at all, I don't need your kadosh. V'vtiach b'no, the son promises, sheyagad b'nusach ashkenaz, he'll say it in Ashkenaz. The Sipra Achov, he told it to the father. The Kofetz Me'amit, he jumped out of his deathbed, the rocket, he started dancing. Bamar, he said, Od Shimon bini Chai, my son Shimon, he's still alive. V'nifter, and then he died. Okay. Mekayim Reb Shimon, the son kept this. V'amar Kaddish, believe Yatzmach kol Shloshim. The whole Shloshim, he didn't say Yatzmach Pekunei. L'achra, Shloshim, after the 30 days of the Shloshim, Hayyabu Lublin, he was in Lublin. V'amar Arebi mi Lublin, he told the Chozim mi Lublin, what his father said, and he was a cousin of like the Chozo Lublin, and the Chozo Lublin said, Avicha Dodi, your father, my uncle, Rabbi Yisrael, Hay Etzli, he came to me. Obikesh Mimenu, and he asked me, Wahagid Loch, to tell you, Shetucha Wahagid V'yatzmach. Now you could say V'yatzmach, why? Ki Ba'olam Elyon, in the upper world, no, well, now he knows, Shederecha Chasidim Amiti. That's the correct to say, V'yatzmach, Perkunei V'kari Mashiach. So he writes, fine, final question is the last 10 seconds left. The loaded question is should someone davening in Nushach Ashkenaz throw in V'yatzmach Perkunei V'kurim Mishnech? Or you have Sfaradim, who save Revach Latzalos, and they're davening in a Nushach Sfarad or an Ashkenaz Shul, is that correct or not? So the Sefer Olecha Bamitecha says, no, you should not do that, and that is a psak of many people, that in the Nushach of the Shul, you should follow the Nushach of the Shul that you're davening. The famous problem is that the Sfaradish Shaposkim, the Arvot Zion and Rabbi Avadia Yosef, I believe as well, I saw it recently in Rabbi Arvot Zion, they say that, well, wherever you are, Sfardi is allowed to do whatever he wants, and he could do Revach Latzal. So my Rebbe, Rebbe Wulig, I've heard my Rebbe say about this, that's incorrect, because the Sfardi Shaposkim have correct to give whatever psak they want, but not in a non-Sfardish shul. And therefore, he says, Rav Willig has advised, if you ever have a Sfardi doing that in your shul, you should go to the Persian shuls, wherever he's getting a psak from, or a Sfardi Bukharian shul, and say, how would you like it if we did in Ashkenazi, meaning in your shul? You wouldn't like it, because it's every shul has the right, the Rav of the shul has the right to set the minig of the makom. It's not a nusach thing. It's a covet for the Rav. The Rav is saying that this is the minig. That's the minig of Shri. Ashkenazi shouldn't do his minig in the Sfardi shul. Sfardi shouldn't do a minig in Ashkenazi shul. The problem is, what happens when you have a shtibel? Then you have a little bit of problems, but we'll leave shtibel out. And then this is the way. This is the way it should go. Yeah. Okay, it's exactly.
Was it? I was in a apartment in Midtown.
Yeah. Yeah.
Their way.
Ari, yeah.
I said, I was always saying it my way.
Right.
He's got to be a Kaddish, you know, an answer.
Yeah.
And I was told by the Rosenbaum that it Dabar Shabbat Tzibur, you're supposed to go.
Right, Dabar Shabbat Tzibur, you're supposed to, that's the way it should be.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rav said,
yeah,
very simply, that Rav Yosef meant,
yeah,
was if you're the only one saying.
Oh, if you're the only one saying Kaddish. Maybe if you're only Sephardi saying Kaddish and has no Kaddish Shul. Maybe some. The real lesson is, it's more of an issue of Kavod. It's more of an issue of Ben Odom Chaveru. That the whole point, I think, to sum up the Chabur is, the last thing that your father or your mother wants, is to get into a fight about Kaddish. And I'm telling you, it is a davar pashut ad ma'od. People absolutely don't understand, and they think that Kaddish is really a license. And look, understandably, you just lost a parent, you're in a very emotional state, understandable, but Kaddish should not become, you know, a smackdown between the participants in shul. The whole idea is that you should just try to do it, keep the minig of the shul, and try to keep your minig, if possible, if you can, and not fight. Shkoyach.